Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, May 6th, 2024, through Friday, May 10th, 2024. Monday, May 6th, 2024. Restaurant owner sentenced to 30 months imprisonment for tax violations that cost the government almost $1.2 million. Yong Chun Stephen Goa of Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, was sentenced by United States District Court Judge Joseph F. Leeson, Jr. to 30 months in federal prison for tax crimes. Goa was also ordered to pay restitution of $1,172,368 and a $95,000 fine. Goa pleaded guilty in 2023 to conspiracy to defraud the United States, a charge that arose from his use of a cash payroll at his family-owned and operated restaurant to avoid paying the full amount of employment taxes. Records seized from the restaurant pursuant to a search warrant showed that employees were paid wages by a combination of paycheck and cash. Records provided by Goa's accountant showed that only the portion of the payroll that was paid by the check was disclosed to Goa's accountant. The IRS calculated that Goa's restaurant failed to report on its Forms 941 more than $3.9 million of cash wages that he paid employees from the first quarter of 2013 through the first quarter of 2020, resulting in a payroll tax loss of approximately $444,899. Goa also pled guilty to attempted tax evasion, a charge that arose from his failure to report cash skimmed from the restaurant on his Form 1040 returns for tax years 2016, 2017, and 2018. The IRS calculated that Goa failed to report more than $2 million of income on his Forms 1040 for 2013 through 2018, resulting in a tax loss of approximately $727,469. Source: Internal Revenue Service. 2024. Tuesday, May 7, 2024. Russian nationals sentenced to 15 years for $11 million wire fraud conspiracy. Anton Vikarev was sentenced for his role in a conspiracy to use stolen identities to file thousands of federal income tax returns that claim more than $11 million in fraudulent refunds. Vikarev was sentenced by U.S. District Judge Roseanne Ketchmark to 15 years in federal prison without parole. The court also ordered Vikarev to pay $2,020,569 in restitution and to forfeit to the government $537,000. On July 26, 2023, Vikarev pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Vikarev admitted that he engaged in a scheme to defraud the United States by filing false and fraudulent federal income tax returns using stolen identities from January 2015 through March 1, 2018. In this scheme, 7,167 false and fraudulent tax returns were filed from tax years 2011 through 2016. The returns, which used the stolen names and social security numbers of other people, claimed $11,178,361 in fraudulent refunds. The IRS actually paid at least $2,020,569 in fraudulent tax refunds. Source: Internal Revenue Service. 2024. Wednesday, May 8, 2024. Former Orange County education official pleads guilty to embezzling nearly $16 million from school district that employed him. George Armando Contreras, the former senior director of fiscal services at an Orange County public school district, pleaded guilty to embezzling approximately $159 million from the district over several years. Contreras pleaded guilty to one count of embezzlement, theft, and international misapplication of funds from an organization receiving federal funds, a felony offense that carried a statutory maximum sentence of 10 years in federal prison. Law enforcement so far has seized approximately $7.7 million in personal and real property traced to the scheme including a home in Yorba Linda, a 2021 BMW automobile, 57 luxury designer bags, mostly Louis Vuitton, various pieces of jewelry, designer clothes and shoes, and 8 bottles of Clos Azul Ultra Luxury Tequila. Contreras was the senior director of financial services at Mongolia School District, which serves students in Anaheim and Stanton. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, May 9th, 2024. Jefferson City man pleads guilty to $12 million bank fraud scheme. Todd Ray Keelholz pleaded guilty on Thursday, March 28th, to one count of bank fraud, one count of money laundering, and one count of aggravated identity theft. Keelholz was the store owner of TRK Construction LLC, TRK Valpro LLC, TL Builders LLC, and Project Design LLC. By pleading guilty, Keelholz admitted that he engaged in a bank fraud scheme from January 1, 2018 to January 7, 2021. Prior to the bank fraud scheme, Keelholz obtained 3 business loans totaling $3,526,771 from Hawthorne Bank between August 31, 2017 and September 21, 2018. One of these loans financed the purchase of property in Valparaiso, Indiana. As Keelholz's businesses failed, these loans went into default and subcontractors sued him for unpaid invoices during 2019 and 2020. In February 2020, Hawthorne Bank initiated foreclosure proceedings. Keelholz delayed the foreclosure proceedings and paid off these loans and other past due debts with fraudulent PPP loans. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, May 10, 2024. Laboratory owners charged in $36 million COVID-19 testing fraud scheme. Enrique Perez Perez was indicted in a scheme charging 3 men for their alleged roles in an approximately $36 million healthcare fraud, wire fraud, and money laundering scheme that involves submitting and filing fraudulent claims for COVID-19 testing to healthcare benefit programs, including Medicare and the Health Resources and Services Administration COVID-19 Uninsured Program. Perez and Cochran made their initial appearances in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida. Gregory Charles Milo Caskey made his initial appearance in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Texas. According to court documents, Perez Perez, Sanchez, and Caskey were owners of Innovative Geonomics, an independent laboratory. Between November 2019 and June 2023, the defendants and others allegedly conspired to submit claims for medically unnecessary and non-reimbursable COVID-19 testing. The defendants also allegedly paid illegal kickbacks and bribes to patient recruiters who arranged for healthcare providers to refer the tests to Innovative Geonomics. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.